بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. And in this last chapter, in which miscellaneous ahadith of various subjects are discussed, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عجب الله تعالى من قوم يدخلون الجنة في السلاسل. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is pleased with those people who enter Jannat in chains. That is, they are chained and entered into Jannat. This refers to when the Muslims used to go out for jihad, and the purpose of that was giving da'wah to Islam, to call people to Islam. And the procedure is a bit long. But finally, when they would not accept, and they would not accept to be under Muslim rule, and jihad was declared against them, then those who were taken as prisoners of war were brought to Madinatul Munawwara. And these were, usually they had to be chained also and be brought. When they came to Madina Sharif, and either they stayed in the masjid or they stayed at the homes of the Muslims, and there is a great difference between prisoners of war and these people who were brought. They were not treated as prisoners of war, and there is a great difference of what is known as slavery and slaves, and these people who came as the prisoners of war. They were treated equally. That what they ate, they also gave them to eat. And they saw the great characters of the Muslims, the great qualities of Islam, and on account of that they accepted Islam. And when they accepted Islam, they are referred to those people who came in chains and are entering into Jannah. So they came not of their own free will, but they saw Islam from close range. In here, there is a great lesson for us also. Those people working in our homes, who are working in our shops, factories, etc., we also should, our character, our lifestyle must be that of true Islam. Treat them well as well, properly also, and that they also get the opportunity to enter Islam of their own accord, seeing what our character is, how truthful we are, how honest we are, how upright we are. For that reason, and how we treat them fairly and equally, that we don't treat them as lower than us, but we treat them equally, then this will be a cause of them accepting Islam also. So this is a great lesson for us, that how Islam spread in the world, and today also, right in our homes, Islam can spread in this way. وعنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها. The best of lands, the best of places on the earth to Allah Ta'ala are the masajid. وأبغض بلاد إلى الله أسواقها. And the worst of places on the land are the business places, the market places. So the masjid, because that is quite clear, because Allah's ibadat takes place there, and people are engaged in tilawat, in zikr, in namaz, etc., in the efforts of deen, whatever form they may be, people are engaged in there. But at the same time also we should remember that these are the most beloved places to Allah Ta'ala. But if in the same places we make a noise which is very common, like after a bayan takes place or something, and there are a few minutes left before the adhan or so, then usually we meet with one another. This usually happens like when there is a jalsa, etc. And then in the masjid we raise our voices and we are talking of dunya's things. So in the best places we are doing the worst things. So that is very, very dangerous. And on the other hand, the marketplaces, the business places, they are regarded as the worst places, because there a lot of cheating takes place, lot of false promises are made, lot of oaths are taken which are not true, etc. But if a person goes there for his necessity, by all means, a person goes and do his shopping, etc., by all means, there is nothing wrong. It means also, which is an unbecoming thing, or rather it is already a fashion, just to go and mull around in the malls, etc. Just to walk around and make it a whole day to spend at the malls, and just go for looking around, window shopping, etc., finding out prices unnecessarily. This is not correct at all. We go there for our necessity, we buy our things and we come away. And a person who is doing business and is staying in the malls, also no problem. His niyat is to earn halal rosy and to spend in good causes for himself, for his family, to look after himself, that he's not dependent on anyone, and also to see to good causes, masjids, madrasas, orphans, etc., people who are in need, etc., then of course that is very, very virtuous, and a person gets great reward on there. And there, if a person does his business properly, that is no lying, no cheating, no false promises, etc., then such a businessman is what the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, what the Siddiqeen, what the Shuhada. And also at the same time, we are reminded that when we are in the business places, to read the fourth kalima. A person who will read the fourth kalima, and preferably with this one little extra word, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumeet, wa huwa hayyul la yamut. If we add that, wa huwa hayyul la yamut, biyadihil khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. A person who reads it once in the business places, he gets 1 million rewards. So great are the rewards. Also, these places are places of ghaflat, unmindfulness, where a person is so engaged in his business and he does not think of Allah Ta'ala. And anything which is rare and scarce becomes very valuable. So in that whole business place, marketplace, where people are just engaged in their business, a person who remembers Allah, and especially with these words, he shines out amongst all those people, and it is appreciated very, very greatly by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So those of us who have to be all the time, from morning 9 o'clock till 5 o'clock, whatever the time is, we are in our business places, and we try and read this kalima whenever we have a chance, any other zikr also. Wherever there is a gathering, for example, social gatherings, which are also normally avoid, there is no remembrance of Allah. And any person who reads Durood Sharif there, who reads a kalima, who makes a little zikr, it is extremely greatly appreciated by Allah, and the rewards are very, very great. And we should make an effort that any meeting, sitting of ours, must not be empty of at least a little bit of zikr, of Allah's zikr. Read the kalima, read Durood Sharif, make istighfar even one time, and this will have great, great value. May Allah give us tawfiq to remember him in all places, and especially the places of unmindfulness and ghaflat. And where wrong things happen, we should try and remember Allah Ta'ala even more there. Wa akhiru da'wana.